This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday. That means Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Tonight at 5 o'clock, Dale Coley joins us with a preview. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very, very well. Cannot complain at all, Brian.
Well, that's good.
Things are good. Things are good. I got interesting some of the topics that you've been talking about today because they directly affect me, one of them being the Richland Community College program you were talking about. And I'm not going to be at the radio show tonight. I've got Lauren and Megan Bennett, who are two of the people I think that are young, up-and-coming people that are going to make Decatur great in the future. So I'm hoping that we keep those things going. I agree with you. We've got to revamp the table and make sure we got all the players involved in it when you're working in this community. And these two are definitely two of those people.
All right, what are they going to be talking about tonight?
Tonight they're going to be talking about our fall sale, which is going on this week at the stores. It's getting us back to the way things should be. We're talking about doing some gift ideas and items that we have going on here. So far we haven't been hit by any supply chain issues, so we've got plenty of stock, and we're making room for more stock that's coming in on a daily basis. And then many people are going to be gathering with their families for the first time in over a year in the upcoming week. So we're going to have Linda Ostrander of the Garden Club is going to be there joining us to discuss their Tablescapes event, which is coming up on Saturday. And then Rita and I are the Salvation Army co-chairs for the Christmas program, and Kyle Carson's going to be on there with his regular monthly session with us. And we want people to stay tuned for some of the upcoming events that we're going to have. We're going to have some local high schools competing with each other during the Red Kettle issues and or Red Kettle program, and a little competition never hurt anybody. So we're going to try to get some younger people involved in the Salvation Army Kettle program this year.
All right, tell me about you and Rita's role. How did that happen, and why did you agree to do it?
I think the need is so great in our community, and the Salvation Army does such a great job, and it shows by the impact that they have within our community on not only the hunger, which you help out a lot with WSOY Food Drive, but also helping males find a place to stay when they don't have any other place to be, and a little bit of the homeless issues that are going on, and that they're very much a major part of our community, and we were asked to do this. We'd never have time to do things that we really want to do, but this was very, very important for Rita and myself to get involved with. So we decided we'd step up and help out this year, and we're trying to raise awareness not only about fundraising for the Salvation Army, but also the impact that their programs have on our community.
Okay, that should be great stuff. I appreciate you and Rita doing that. I know it's a big help to the Salvation Army.
It helps a lot. It's something that everybody in this community can get involved with, so I appreciate the kind words.
All right, my friend. We won't see you tonight at 5. We'll see two very, very prettier versions of you, and that would be Megan and Lauren. All right, Dale, have a great day, and keep up the great work with Richland Community College. Dale's one of the trustees. I know all those programs are near and dear to his heart.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.